This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Revision. Hey, we keep things fresh here on Basket of Phelps. Our Browns beat reporter is Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Hey, Daryl!
What is that even from?
It's from Jeff Thomas.
Oh, I missed it.
You were off.
Oh, now I get it. Daryl, my friend, are you on the line? There he is. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
Good. All right. So I'm assuming that camp today, what time does camp end? Around noon?
This is going to be a quick one today.
Yeah.
This is get out of town day.
This is one of those days where it was the last day of school or it was Friday at school and you were in your last class and all you could do was stare at the clock.
Correct. So we are an hour and 17 minutes away from school being out for summer.
Then you get what?
Not that I'm keeping track.
Good 10 weeks or so? What is it? 6 weeks?
Six.
Okay. And then, Green, you're heading to West Virginia, buddy. Nice.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Very good.
Season starts in West Virginia and going to end in Las Vegas, right?
Got to like that.
So give us your overall grade as school lets out here on what you've seen for over the last 2 days.
It's looked pretty good. They are winning yet another offseason, no question about that. I will say that Deshaun Watson, I would certainly agree with what folks in the organization and his teammates and even coaches have said, that you can see the growth by leaps and bounds from this time last year. He looks more confident. He looks comfortable. The accuracy of his throws has been there. I mean, it looks like the Browns might actually have a professional quarterback for the first time in like 3 decades. So if he's able to carry this into the regular season and play like that, I think they'll be fine. But you have to kind of right now take things with a little bit of a grain of salt. They're not in pads. They are in helmet, shorts, and shirts. There is no contact. Some stuff has been at 3/4 speed. Not a lot of 11-on-11. It's 7-on-7, so there's no offensive line or defensive line in your way. But, I mean, just, you know, overall, yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good right now. And so there is some reason for your optimism.
Daryl, how does Deshaun look different than last year?
I just would say that it looks like he's, you know, processing things a lot faster. He has a better understanding, I think, of, you know, what he wants to do with plays. I did find it interesting yesterday where he said pretty much the offense is new. And, you know, what happened this offseason was, you know, Kevin Stefanski and got with Deshaun, got with Alex Van Pelt. And, yeah, they drew up a lot of new stuff to better suit what Watson does and the, you know, the personnel that they have brought in this offseason. But the thing that strikes me the most is I can't recall a practice 3.5 weeks ago looking as rough as it did when you talk about quarterback to receiver chemistry. And then you fast forward 3.5 weeks later, and they look like they've been playing together for years. I haven't seen that out here before. So, you know, that's certainly a credit to Watson and his receivers getting on the same page so quickly.
Darrell, is there anyone that he looks like he's more in sync with than anyone else, or is it just all kind of flat across the board that he's good with all these guys?
I really like Elijah Moore a lot. I think Browns fans are going to be really, really excited about what number 8 is going to bring to this offense. Marquise Goodwin adds a dimension of speed plus ability to catch the football that they didn't have, which obviously is going to be really, really helpful. Donovan Peoples-Jones looks like he's just picking up right where he left off a year ago. Right now, all the arrows are pointing up when you look at this offense.
How about the defense? And can I ask you, what's going on with Perry and Winfrey?
The organization's not talking about what's going on with Perry and Winfrey. So read into that what you will.
Yeah.
But he has been – been practicing indoors. He's not been participating. As far as the rest of the defense goes, kind of really hard to judge, right? You can't really judge a lot when there's no pads and there's no lines going at it. I liked how the secondary responded yesterday. After Deshaun Watson carved them up the day before, they came back and had a pretty good day. Jim Schwartz's impact, influence, whatever you want to call it, you can feel that. And a lot of reason to be optimistic right now. About where they're at and what they potentially could do. I really like the fact that they've, Za'Darius Smith, yeah, he's an edge, but they're putting him inside next to Dalvin Tomlinson in some packages, which I think is a unique wrinkle. It's on paper and in practice, it's all looking pretty good right now.
Darrell, When you look at this defensive front that's been put together last year, and you've seen all the defensive fronts that have been put together before, what is your level of optimism now that you've got Garrett and Elliott and Tomlinson Smith? And, I know that he talked about Winfrey for a second there, but your level of optimism on this front four and what we might see.
If they're healthy, they should be able to do some damage. I expect Za'Darius Smith to be double-digit sacks. I think Myles Garrett could approach 20 sacks. This is kind of like a man-to-man type of a defense where it's matchup based more so than thinking man based, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And I think that's one thing that really hurt them last year is, guys just doing too much thinking while plays are developing, and it just led to all that miscommunication. I would say that is going to be the greatest improvement on that side of the ball. I don't think that there's going to be much miscommunication. There's not going to be any confusion.
Well, that was the big hang-up last year. Like, oh, we couldn't communicate. I'm like, you guys are in the NFL. Why are we hearing this more than once that we're not communicating?
Well, because everybody views the situation differently. So you have one guy reading a play one way, another guy reading a play another way. The assignments are supposed to be this for that. And what happens is if you don't have guys reading everything the same way, you end up doing the wrong things and then pointing at each other saying, no, that was you. No, that was supposed to be you. And that's how you get that miscommunication. And what you're seeing in Schwartz's defensive scheme is, getting rid of all that. You're going to see a lot of man coverage in the secondary. You're not going to see a lot of help, if you will. right? And a lot of what Joe Woods would scheme up was predicated on help. And as a result, you just had all that miscommunication.
Daryl, you have 6 weeks before training camp in Greenbrier, and then you get back to Berea. You expect anything major to happen roster-wise, either
no.
releases or additions?
No.
No?
Okay. Major? No. Minor? Sure. You're always tweaking the roster, but major? No.
Minor as far as releases or minor as far as additions?
It's tweaks. Both. I mean, you could have player release, make room for a addition or whatever. But yeah, I mean, Andrew Berry is always tweaking the roster. So yeah, that's always on the front burner for him. But yeah, there's this team. The pieces and parts are in place. There's not going to be barring drastic changes in the marketplace. I don't foresee anything major in the form of additions. I've been trying to tell folks since he was released that DeAndre Hopkins is not going to be a Cleveland Brown. I've not come off that stance. I don't believe he'll be a Cleveland Brown unless he's coming here to play for pretty much the veteran minimum or a couple million dollars, which I don't see that happening either. So Hopkins, no, this team is what it is as far as the core of it goes. And, you know, any transactions between now and training camp are going to be on the level of, roster tweaking.
Hey, Daryl, can you just kind of sum up the impact of Jim Schwartz? And are we in a honeymoon period right now, or do you think this thing has legs for the whole season?
No, I think it's got legs. I mean, it's his reputation. This isn't his first rodeo, if you will, like that. I mean, that is just what his reputation is. And when you hear guys use phrases like culture changer when talking about him, that stands out. And then when you watch practice, you see how he interacts with players. You see even during like 7-on-7, he'll get in front of the reason he's standing in front of the center is so he can see and hear all the communication that's going on his side of the ball. And if there's something that he doesn't like or that he sees, right, he corrects it like right then and there. So I don't feel like that this is a honeymoon situation for him. I really do feel like he's going to have a tremendous impact on his side of the ball and within that locker room.
All right, Daryl, what do we got? We got another one as a special bonus. It's always game day in Cleveland tonight. We've done two in a row this week already, so we'll do a third one tonight, correct?
The school's out for summer edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
Yes.
Can confirm. That is happening.
Available on the Odyssey app or where your podcasts are available.
We are an hour and 6 minutes away. Not that I'm keeping track.
Woohoo!
I can feel it. Daryl, thank you as always. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Daryl.
And Daryl and I later tonight, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Let's talk a little bit more about what we've learned at this mandatory mini camp for the Browns and all the things that are going along with the Browns right now and what Daryl had to say too. So we'll talk about that. Also coming up in the next hour, we'll make Jeff Thomas do it. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.